season and out of season, they're ready, right? Amen. That's the reason why I wanted to do the business meeting first, because I don't want you to leave church with business in your head, okay? I don't want you to leave church worrying about these things. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Romans chapter 8, 31 and 32. The Bible says, "What shall we then say to these things?" What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hang on, hang on. Look at verse 32. It gets better. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also, what does that say? Freely give us all things. Amen. That's the kind of thought I want you to leave from church. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you bless this simple and but true message tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your people that are here and that are constantly making sacrifices for your glory. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Paul says, what shall we then say to these things? That these things that he's talking about here, if I can take you back all the way to verse 18, he's talking about the sufferings of this present time. He says in verse 18, these things, these sufferings of this present time, these afflictions of the flesh, these groanings within ourselves, this body that needs to be redeemed, Paul says, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we then say? You know, sometimes we like to say and keep saying and keep saying, and we're trying to comfort ourselves by trying to talk through things. But the comfort is found in the following phrase. The comfort is not found in talking through things and talking about things, inventing yourself. The comfort comes from knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? If God, you mean to say the God who created all things? You mean to say the God who created the universe? The God who's in control of the constellations? The God who created the sun that provides light into into our world? You mean the God who tells the sun to rise up? The God who tells the moon to circumnavigate the earth? The God who's able to give life into a woman's womb? The God who woke you up this morning? The God who fed you your meals for today? The God who promises you tomorrow? That God. You know, that God who died 2,000 years ago? That God. It's as if God be for us. Can you imagine what Paul is trying to say? The nature of God, the idea of God, is he is this omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing God. And yet this omnipotent power, this omniscient power, is for you and me. Not against us. He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? The truth is, we can try to calculate things, and we can try to reason through things, and we can try to plan things, but it comes down to this simple question. Does God want Chula Vista Bible Baptist Church to thrive? Is God still in this place? And is God still working in your life? Because regardless of how you can reason, regardless of how you can plan things for your life, and regardless of how many meetings we have as a church, if God is not for us, not a single thing that we do will last. Not a single thing that we do will bring us any success. But if God be for us, who can be against us? You understand that promise? Acts chapter 5, verse 39, there's a doctor of the law by the name of Gamaliel. He gave the people a very wise advice. You remember? In Acts chapter 5, verse 39, he tells the Jews that were going against Christianity, he said, take heed. Because if this is God's work, there is not a single thing that you can do to stop it. Go to Acts chapter 5, verse 39. Just in case you don't believe me. Acts chapter 5, verse 39. Remember the Council of Gamaliel? The Jews were going against the Christians, and then they thought that Christianity was just another sect, another religion. Gamaliel's counsel was, leave them alone. Let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, what does that say? You cannot overthrow it. Lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Amen? So if God is still with our churches, if God is still with you as a Christian, rejoice, Christian. Have a joy in your life. Have a victory in your life. Have the successes in your life. Why? Because God is with you. And then he says, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. If God did not withhold his own son from dying, why would he withhold all things from us? Is that what the verse says? He says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Think about that for a second. If God was willing to give his own son to die, and by the way, his death was not an easy death. His death was a horrible death, and yet God the Father did not withhold his son from suffering and going through all those things. Why would he withhold his goodness, his supplication to us? That's a comfort. Amen? That is so comforting to know that if God is for us, he freely gives us all things. By the way, your Bible better say freely. Okay, I understand that in the world there is nothing that is free. Everything has a price, right? But I'm thankful tonight that things that come from God are free. Amen. Amen? Free salvation, free joy, free happiness, free fulfillment, free love. Everything that comes from God is free. Amen. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Sadly, some people, they try to give God something, expecting that they would receive something from God in return. You understand that God does not need anything, right? He owns the cattle. He owns the fields. He owns the mountains. He owns the trees. And yes, he owns you. God does not need anything. If you give to God, you better give to God because you know that he deserves it. He's the one that's worthy. He's the one that deserves all the glory. Not so that we can get something in return. Give to God because he first gave. You realize you cannot outgive God? Try outgiving God. Can you outgive God? Can you give as much as God gave? I can't do it. give up your own son? I can't do it. I can't do it. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. The only problem is when we read the word all, we think about all the positive things. Right? Freely give us all things. God, give me all these things. And we're thinking all of these positive things, all of these good material things that are pleasurable. But all things mean the context, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, life, death, all things freely given by God. Amen. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who? He's asking. Who can charge you anything? It is God that justifieth. You realize that when you get saved, the moment you get saved, the devil can no longer charge you with any sin. He wants to charge you with a sin. He says, ooh, see that guy? He's guilty of this and this and that. The devil's pointing fingers. She did this. She did that. You know what God says? Nope. Justified. Paid for. Clean slate. Done deal. No mas. No more. Amen. It's a done deal. And let me leave you with that thought. Not a single thing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. No tribulations, no distresses, no persecution, no famine. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's eternal security. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, thank you for this time that you have encouraged us once again. That if you are with us and if you are for us, there shall nothing be that can go against us and have victory. Nothing. Thank you, Lord, for that comfort. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. If there's anyone here in this room that's not saved, if there's anyone here in this room that's been feeling defeated in his or her Christian life, I pray, Lord, God, that you encourage that person. I pray, God, that you strengthen that individual. And Lord, I pray that you empower that individual. Let that person draw his or her strength from you. And comfort him or her in knowing that if God is for us, nothing shall be against us. I ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing a song. Mr. Ruthie. That's hymn number 93. Hymn number 93. There's the one.